This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is rejecting Hamas's terms for a ceasefire and hostage release deal, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who's in the Middle East again in hopes of brokering a ceasefire, Netanyahu called the Hamas terms, which include ending the war, delusional, and vowed to keep fighting until absolute victory. Hours later, Blinken said while the Hamas proposal does have some non-starters,
we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached.
Hamas says it will send a delegation to Cairo for more talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States military said it carried out a drone strike on a vehicle in Baghdad on Wednesday, killing a leader of an Iranian-backed militant group in Baghdad. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
It was a unilateral strike conducted by U.S. forces against a major commander for Kataib Hezbollah. Kataib Hezbollah is the Iranian-backed militant group that has been responsible for striking U.S. forces in Iraq, Syria, and Jordan.
Hear more from Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb on VOA News' International Edition. Republican Party U.S. senators on Wednesday defeated a bipartisan effort to bolster border security that had taken months to negotiate, but said they could still approve aid for Ukraine and Israel that had been tied up in the deal. By a vote largely along party lines, the Senate failed to approve a $118 billion bipartisan package that would tighten immigration laws, help Ukraine fight a Russian invasion, and bolster Israel in its war with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist